Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America moving along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us as the Captain's America Third Watch on MeWe, also on Gab. We're on Parler as the Captain's America. We're on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So there you go, the different ways to follow us. And jump in the chat room if you want over there at MeWe. Very simple. You just go over there, and under groups, you type in the Captain's America Third Watch, and boom, there we are. And then you're in the chat room, and you're conversing with us like a whole bunch of people are right now. Okay, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
We were talking about Afghanistan and talking about what happens next when we pull out. Obviously, the Taliban are poised to just jump right in and do what they're going to do. But you talked about China, and then you mentioned India.
What I'm trying to say to you is that China has never not have some kind of a operational footprint in Afghanistan. We leave, and I would argue that China will have a larger operational footprint in Afghanistan, and they would make, better relations or interesting relations with Afghanistan and the Haqqani, including the not only the Taliban but the Pakistani Taliban. India and China and Pakistan do not like each other, and if China and India have somewhat of a warring faction going on right now in one part of India. So if there's a deeper relationship on that Afghan-Pakistan border, then I would say that this could put some India in another mess in a threat matrix. So it's a chess game, and if and when we leave. We haven't been in military operations fighting military operations in Afghanistan in several years. So I'm not quite sure I really understand the wish and the need to get out. I mean, we've got 2,500 troops there.
Yeah.
And we're not in, any kind of fighting military hostilities. We're there kind of as a stabilizer and to support the Afghan military. Not that's a qualified military unit, but I think they're trying very hard to be just that, to mm-hmm. defend themselves against the Taliban and whatever else the Taliban would necessarily do. Let's remember, Taliban has broken every single mm-hmm. Agreement and pledge and promise and so mm-hmm. forth that they have entered into.
Okay, I'm going to go to the telephone lines. I'm not sure who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric and Simone. Good morning, man. I'll make this really quick. It's a question. I'm just going to lay it out. We have Ukraine, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Kashmir, India, China, South China Sea, Taiwan, our border, and a pandemic still going on. Are we not primed for some sort of wingtip touching or bows getting broadside or something like that to set this whole thing off? That's kind of a rhetorical question, but that's my opinion and question that people need to realize. We've ceased combat operations, but all it takes is one errant round, and it's on any of those reasons.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, add my two cents and thanks for taking my call. Simple
thank you. And the other thing is if we actually do pull totally out of Afghanistan, we lose our intelligence gathering facilities again.
Well, I was just talking with a former CIA buddy of mine yesterday on this whole thing because, I've stayed out here kind of all by myself, but I think that we should stay there.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a very popular thing to get out because they're saying it's a forever war. We can't be the world's policeman. First of all, we're not at war. We're not at war in South Korea, but we got troops there. We're not at war in Germany, but we got troops.
We're adding more troops to Germany.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't be the world's policeman. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we should be, and we are, because I don't trust the equilibrium of the globe to any other country. Do you? Because I don't.
No.
You can't rely on France. You can't rely on Germany. I mean, you're going to hand it over to China? Say, okay, you go police. The stability of the world? No. So we. If it's not in a conventional, ground fighting, don't think that there's not other things that are happening, and certainly when it comes to all things cyber.
Yeah.
Look what Israel just did in Iran.
Oh, yeah. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back, and when we come back, we're going to change gears a little bit. We're going to talk about the rioting last night that found its way into Los Angeles, California, as well as some activity in Washington, D.C., where they were talking about yelling on the streets, burning the town down. Wow. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is something that I take. I take it a couple times a day. I start out my day when I get out of bed with it around noontime or thereabouts, and it gets me moving. It gets the joints loosened up and whatnot because of the problems that I have. Plus, if I've got any swelling in my ankle, foot, or leg, it'll take it down right away. And then the thing about the pain that's amazing is it goes right to the source of the pain, wherever the pain's at, and it lowers or eliminates the pain. And I mean, in just a matter of a little while, in my case anyway, it's gone and you're fine. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. It also supports the healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in little convenient individual packets, and it supports the healthy joints and muscles that you're going to have as a result of being able to not be in pain and move around some more. So, try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. The 3-week quick start is only $19.95. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All your questions will be answered there. Order the 3-week quick start and see what you got to do. After all you got to lose is pain. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Minnesota, the situation up there, we had the veteran police officer, the female police officer, who was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. She bonded out on $100,000 bail, and she's coming back, I don't know exactly when, but she's coming back to once again do what she needs to do
plead her charges and all that, and then get her attorney set up and whatnot. But the thing of it is they were in new places last night out on the streets protesting, and you could actually see watching the protest in Brooklyn, Minnesota, that they had the leaders up front of these people, and they weren't all locals that were there, telling them what to do, because one time they told them to get down on their knees and put their hands up in the air, and they did, and that's what they did. And it was just amazing to watch that, to see that all these people were following the instructions of two or three people up in the front.
Well, I mean, look, all of this is... it's not just taught. These are the instructions. If you want to be part of these protests, and many of them are paid to be protesting, these are the instructions. You are to understand the chants. You are to understand what you are not supposed to do. This is coordinated, so, and it doesn't matter where in the country it is. I mean, it could be in L.A., it could be in Chicago, it could be in New York, it could be anywhere. So, I mean, that's part of the, I guess, their whole network. I mean, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go, and these people move on a moment's notice, too, I might add.
Yep.
They call them up and they say, you're going here, here, and here, and they all get paid. Wow.
Yep,
they all get paid. Now, the other thing is the Democrats yesterday took a couple of major steps to try to do some things that won't exactly work the way they think they're going to do it, because you can't just take a step to add Supreme Court justices to the Supreme Court by passing a simple law and just throwing it out there. And this doesn't happen by majority only. I believe they have to have a certain amount of votes, a percentage, to be able to do this. Is that right?
Well, what they did was they are making it, taking some legislative action, both in the House and in the Senate. So there's going to be a press conference today. I think it'll be led by Jerry Nadler, maybe Senator Markey, I don't know, but we'll see what they necessarily have to say. That'll be the first thing. The second thing is D.C. statehood.
Mm-hmm.
So they're also moving ahead with legislation on that one. I saw an interesting proposal by somebody in the Senate, although it escapes me who it was, but they said, you know what, if they want to vote, give them the vote, let their vote count in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and vote, but it'll be registered under Maryland.
Mm.
The other thing is, out of committee led by Sheila Jackson Lee, it came out of committee to move ahead with reparations.
Yeah.
So D.C.'s been pretty busy here in the last couple of days.
Yep, they sure have, and I wonder how busy they'll be another year from now when they're still trying to jam all this stuff through. By the way,
well, Pelosi lost another seat because
Hastings.
Well, no, because the congressman that had been voted in and then he died and his wife took his place.
Oh, correct. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I forget it. Lost her.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, the ones from Louisiana. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So she has been sworn in. So be careful there, Nancy, because you're losing your majority pretty quickly.
I think she's down to about 5 seats majority or something like that.
I think it's about 2 or 3 now.
Oh, wow. That's even better. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's better for us. We'll see what happens. But, again, reason to think that we'll have a new Speaker of the House come 2022. I certainly hope so, in the fact that it would be Kevin McCarthy. He certainly is going to be a lot better than Nancy.
Well, yeah.
Well, just my opinion. By the way, what did you think? You know, CNN does a lot of crazy things, right?
Okay.
And did you see the rally crowd chasing the CNN crew? And one of them threw a bottle at the CNN technician that was, I don't know if he was holding the camera, the mic, or what he was doing, a frozen bottle of water, and knocked the guy almost unconscious to the ground.
I did not see that one, although I did hear about it. I did, however, see where one of the protesters actually confronted a CNN reporter as she was live.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have very nice things to say to the media. And she kept saying, "We're alive, we're alive." And he, you know, with all of his expletives, he didn't care. He was attacking the media. And when it aired on CNN, they didn't bleep it out either. So they left it there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tucker Carlson is hitting the nail right on the head lately. He's really on a roll. And he said something that just really stuck. America is now one nation with two very different justice systems.
He has been saying it, but what he has been doing is proving. He's been displaying and explaining the cases where there are two different systems of justice in the United States, and rightly so. So, he's been quite assertive, quite aggressive here lately, and certainly lays out how it is that we have two systems of justice.
Mm-hmm. Now, the DOJ closed the investigation yesterday into the veteran Ashley Babbitt's death, saying they will not charge the officer who shot her in the January 7th, 6th Capitol incident. Now, the fact of the matter is that she was trying to get through a window with a whole bunch of very violent people behind her, and they said that the shot that she received was in the shoulder, but unfortunately it hit an artery, which is what caused her ultimate death.
I've watched that video many times. Mm-hmm. I do not see her trying to go through a window or a door or whatever it is that they're saying. I've watched it and watched it again last night. The other thing that needs to be said is if you do look at that video, you will see that there were Capitol Police behind her. Now, isn't that a little on the strange side that they thought that the officer that shot her, that was one thing, but the other one did have a problem? Something's very wrong there.
All right, hold that thought, and we'll talk to you tonight, same time, same bad channel. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the things she writes about.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the fourth straight night, protesters gathered outside of the Brooklyn Center of Minnesota Police Department, demonstrating over the death of Dante Wright. Officials say an unlawful assembly order was issued earlier in the night after reports of protesters throwing objects and shooting fireworks at police. Earlier in the day, former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting. She's scheduled for her first court appearance on Thursday. Potter was the officer who shot Wright during a traffic stop on Sunday. She says she meant to draw her taser and mistakenly pulled her firearm. And the United States will sanction Russia over alleged election interference and hacking in response to the SolarWinds breach. Reuters first reported that the sanctions could come as soon as Thursday. 30 entities are expected to be hit with the sanctions, and 10 Russian officials will be expelled from the country. Earlier this week, President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke during a phone call where Biden proposed a summit between the two leaders to try and calm tensions between Russia and neighbor Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our good friends over at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo Browning will be in studio in about an hour from now. And you'll be able to ask him your questions. I've already got some questions from you folks. But here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, like I always tell you, you should give them a call, okay, at National Aviation Academy to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, I'm going to give you the phone number first. The number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And the two campuses that they have, one in Concord, Mass., outside of Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida. I happen to be in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay over in Clearwater. Call them up. Ask to take the tour of their facility. And you'll not only know what they're all about, you'll get a chance to talk to a student or two along the way, an instructor or two along the way, and get your financial questions answered as well by the people there that can point out if you're a veteran, how to get your GI Bill benefits, and if you are a civilian, how to get a student loan. Now, the website for all of this is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And again, their phone number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up and take the tour, and you'll be glad you did. Well, ladies and gentlemen, dozens of captives verified by the U.S. are reengaging in terrorist activity after being released from the military prison in Guantanamo Bay. Most of them are currently at large. A recently declassified intelligence report revealed that we don't know where they are. We just know that they're back on the field of combat somewhere. Now, this is not to be unexpected, but the George W. Bush administration also released quite a few Gitmo detainees confirmed by the ODNI to be directly involved in terrorist or insurgent activities after they got released. Now, among them was a Saudi national, Ibrahim al-Rubayish, repatriated under a Saudi Arabian rehabilitation program that supposedly reforms Gitmo jihadists, but instead has served as a training camp for future terrorists. Now, years after releasing al-Rubayish, a well-known al-Qaeda operative that the U.S. government put him on the global terrorist list and offered a $5 million reward for information on his whereabouts, the State Department classified him as a senior leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, otherwise known as Yemen. Now, he serves as a senior advisor for AQAP, operational planning, and is involved in the planning of attacks, according to a State Department announcement. Now, a few months ago, the DOD cleared for release an al-Qaeda operative classified as a forever prisoner because he was once considered too dangerous to be freed. Now, his name is Saeed Salih Saeed Nasir, and his DOD file says he has ties to 9/11 conspirator Walid bin Attash and trained at the infamous Al-Farouk camp in Afghanistan to participate in terrorist activities against U.S. forces in Karachi, in Pakistan, and inside the U.S. Now, the document labels Nasir as a high risk, likely to pose a threat to the U.S. And a few years ago, the Office of Military Commission's Parole Board denied the Yemeni national release, determining that continued law and award detention of the detainee remains necessary to protect against a continuing significant threat to the security of the United States. Well, guess what? He was released, and we have no idea where he went. He could be in the U.S. yet. He could be overseas. We just don't know. Therein lies the problem of intelligence, which is why I said when we pull out of Afghanistan, we lose our intelligence capabilities, and we'll know a lot less than we know now. Now, President Joe Biden announced yesterday that he intends to withdraw all American troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks that started the decades-long conflict. Nothing like telegraphing your moves. And American and NATO officials have grown increasingly concerned about Russia's deployment of additional troops near the border with Ukraine. They got right now between Crimea and Ukraine, they have 80,000 troops along that border with those countries. 80,000 troops. Now, a key congressional Democrat said it's important to shout it from the rafters that the Biden administration is taking way too much time to release details about when the 2022 defense budget will be released. And while he's been trying, he's heard almost nothing back from the White House. Now, as an infantry soldier, Isaiah James survived three brutal combat tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. But it was the police outside the garrison walls at home in the United States who other black soldiers had warned him about. The first thing law enforcement would assess in any encounter, they cautioned, was his race. And when police encountered him and pulled him over, this is a young second lieutenant, and got very rough and aggressive with him, believe it or not, the command sergeant major of the Army, the highest ranked enlisted man, came to his defense and said he was proud of him for standing up like a soldier to the police that were trying to do something that was totally wrong on their part. Now, I wasn't there. I don't know. All I've seen is the body cam, the dash cam, just like what you have, ordering him to step out of the car. And he said, what's this all about? What's this all about? Because he didn't know that he'd done anything. And he was reluctant to get out of the vehicle because he was afraid, which I get. But there you go. So we'll see what happens. Now, multiple cadre members are under investigation at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in connection with the sexual assault of a trainee, though officials have not confirmed yet on the record how many of them and what roles they might have played in this crime. Now, that's nothing new for the Navy. They've done that before. It's a what they call need to know when they release information. So this is not a surprise. It's just surprising that in the day that we live in that they're not being more transparent. By the way, vaccines for oversized troops or overseas troops are in jeopardy as the DOD has halted the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine shots. They are obviously scrambling to get more over there from Moderna and other drug manufacturers. Russia's defense ministers all bent out of shape because we sailed two of our Navy ships, over into the vicinity. They went into the Black Sea, over into the vicinity of the Ukraine, as we're over there monitoring what's going on. Russia's a little bit upset about that one. And the U.S. has added 500 troops in Germany, despite the Trump pledge to stop planning for large-scale troop cuts. And if we're going to cut troops in Germany, we've already sent another 500 over there right now. And we're going to be sending a lot more back to Germany. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I will just as soon as I tell y'all about Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, then you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's had made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and the standard 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic after a hard day of doing the pounding that you have to do. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they also honor all those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue in North Tampa, next to Nissan. So you've got Nissan, Moss Nissan, and Moss Acura side by side. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. He'll open the door wide open for you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, America lost a legend yesterday. in that Bernie Madoff, who organized the largest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history, died in prison at the age of 82. But there's a sidebar to this. You want to hear it?
Sure.
His wife, Ruth Madoff, is living in a $3.8 million waterfront home with her former daughter-in-law's family.
Well, listen, I know that she was allowed to keep, I think it was $2.5 million. She kind of gave up. I mean, it was a massive fortune that was taken away. She had to submit, to CIPIC, the recovery thing, if every expense over $100, and I don't know, you know, how much money her daughter-in-law's family has. I really don't. And again, I don't know how much she knew in regards to what was going on. She claimed that she didn't know anything. Madoff's two sons, one of which committed suicide. The other one, died of cancer a couple years later. To say that this guy is, toxic is most certainly an understatement.
Yeah. And, he bilked a lot of people, some of whom are listening to us right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I warned people about this guy on my radio program.
Yes, you did. I remember you doing it.
It didn't make any sense to me. But unfortunately, you know, people out there, they want to believe in the supernatural when it comes to investing. They always want to believe in the supernatural. You're better off believing in ghosts and watching the supernatural shows than these guys out there that are promising you all of these outsized returns that are just not based on any sort of reality. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And there's plenty of Madoffs, not as big, plenty of Madoffs around here, there, and everywhere that people continue to fall for.
Now, there's some things going on with Major League Baseball right now, and I'll start with the first thing, and then I'll mention the second. Number one, GOP congressmen have introduced a bill in the Senate to strip Major League Baseball of their antitrust protection because of what happened in Georgia.
Well, okay. I mean, that's fine. But do you think anybody's going to start up another baseball league all of a sudden? I mean, they've been cutting minor league teams. I mean, that's great. You take away their antitrust thing, but I don't see anybody starting another league anytime soon.
No.
So, I mean, I doubt that that's going to, you know, work out or do much of anything. It's kind of, again, that's Republican virtue signaling is what that is.
And then the second thing that's transpired is Major League Baseball could be forced to reimburse the Georgia businesses that lost a lot of money, and the state of Georgia in general, $100 billion plus all that tax revenue they were going to get, because there is a lawsuit being put together, a class action lawsuit, but also some legislation to put some teeth into it working its way through the Georgia state legislature right now.
Yeah, interesting. Again, I don't know what the caveats are with Major League Baseball and their ability to move a site and any sort of contracts or deals that are signed. I couldn't tell you that. I would never even think to look at anything like that. You'd have to see that first. I mean, you can sue anybody for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people jumping on this class action. You mentioned you think the state's going to get involved because of lost tax revenue.
Correct.
I think the big concern, I think, is the small businesses out there that printed T-shirts and paraphernalia and all sorts of stuff that they were going to sell that are now worthless.
No.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Now, a chip shortage is now forcing more U.S. automakers to scale back on their plants. Ford was the latest one.
Well, it's not just there. I mean, yeah, anything you buy. I moved my home right now is in an area where, you know, we get hit by storms and you can lose power. And to make sure that, you know, I don't lose power and I want to keep working, to buy a generator for my house. It's
right.
12 weeks. You know, 12 weeks before you're going to even, you know, you're going to see anything. I mean, it's taking a long time for everything. There's computer chips in almost everything and anything now, and good luck finding them.
Yeah, and you can turn your generator on with your phone, too, with a phone call.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. By the way, the war on cash has begun. Now there's some businesses that are taking Bitcoin as payment.
Again, it's the latest hip new thing out there. I think that this IPO yesterday, with the actual exchange, the Coinbase exchange, might, you know, make this actually even a little bit easier, for companies to do so. You'll hear the story here and there. It's not mainstream by any stretch of the imagination, as of yet. Again, there's a lot of, you know, there's a big time criminality element. When it comes to this too, there's a lot of fraud out in this area, and there's no doubt about it. It's the wild, wild west. It's, you know, again, you want to be one of the guys that went out to California and looked for gold. You know, some got some didn't. Let's just leave it at that.
Now, what you're referring to is a company called Coinbase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now they soared in their market debut. They were introduced on the market, and all of a sudden their value started out at about $100 billion.
Well, no, they didn't, that's what they went public. The valuation, when it had its debut was, I think, about $85 billion. You know, the, opened very, very high. Went as high as $429, a share yesterday. It ended up coming back down to $328 a share. Again, you know, you talk about the valuation. The company was valued about $8 billion back in 2018 when it first started getting financing. And, you know, now it's, you take a look, around $85 billion.
Well, Senator Mitt Romney has found a pal in his cohort in Arizona, the Democratic Senator Sinema. She and he are working on a minimum wage now, a federal minimum wage of $11 an hour, eventually going up to 15, but not doing it all at once.
I guess it's, you know, a bit of a compromise. I don't, quite frankly, I don't see it really do. I mean, most companies now are paying more than that. You know, the McDonald's by where I live pays more than $15 an hour. So, again, I think it's smart to price it, you know, at something that's not going to destroy businesses out there. And again, when you do that, basically all you're doing is virtue signaling again. Companies are going to pay people what they can afford to pay them. If you make it too much, then forget it. I mean, listen, yesterday I had to go to Home Depot. I go into Home Depot, you know, they had the stupid, you know, spacing during checkout. But there was, two registers open in an entire Home Depot. We all know how big Home Depots are. The rest were self-checkout lines.
Exactly.
Where you had one lady there that was overseeing the self-checkout line. It was helping people out that needed help. I'm trying to figure out the self, you know, where's the receipt coming out of, all this stuff. And she was just there. Hey, nope, it's right here. Boom, 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 done. Out. So, you know, that's the direction we're heading in. It's just that
simple. Right. That's right. Even Dollar General is doing it now in their stores. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go there. Check him out. See what all the different things are that he has to offer. And you'll find out what I know about. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.